This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
DraftKings Sportsbook is not only my favorite sportsbook, but it's America's top-rated sportsbook. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 in free credits. Bet on the basketball team of your choice to win their next game, and if they do, you will claim $100 in free credits. That's promo code FANRUN in all caps for a limited time and only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Tennessee only. Wager paid out in site credits. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line. 1-800-889-9789.
It's that time of the day of the week. It's Davey. It's Depot. It's the Davey Depot, where Davey just, takes the show wherever he wants. Headlines, Yay. Movie reviews, gambling picks. I mean, really, it's got everything you want.
I hope everyone has a great last day of the week. I know I'm excited about it. Ready to get this weekend started. To get us going, as I have been doing this week, I will continue my Omaha fun facts.
Mm-hmm. What you got for us today?
Today, Omaha is on the forefront of the farm-to-fork movement. Of course, this is farm country. In fact, the nation is taking notice of the city's fresh fare. Omaha is home to some of the top 100 certified restaurants on the Good Food 100 list. Dante and Kitchen Table are recognized for their strong commitment to sustainable sourcing. So, never heard of those places. I've also never heard of the Good Food 100 list, but according to visitomaha.com, that's some places you can check out if you're heading out that way.
Dante and Kitchen Table?
Mm-hmm.
So it's just two?
Well, those made the top 100 list in the country. I'm sure they got a lot of others. I don't know. You can get some good beef out there, you know?
Yeah.
Always like a good steak. What's your... Okay.
It's a pizza place?
What? I don't know. I didn't look it up. Foster wants to inform me that today is Thursday. Foster, I didn't say it wasn't Thursday. I just said it's the last day of the week because I'm off for Juneteenth tomorrow. So it's now, as of Tuesday, it's a federally recognized holiday, so I get paid and I'm off. So good news for me. All right, let's see here. Banger of the Day, Something Like That by Tim McGraw. It's a good song, and I wanted to be serious about giving a country song that people were like, dude, come on, we need more country songs. And people were like, why'd you go with Colin Baton Rouge like right before we play LSU? It was like, one, still a banger. Two, thought it'd be funny, and it was. So there we go there. I was trying to think. I don't know. Actually, I got an email like yesterday. I think Garth Brooks was coming to Nissan Stadium in July. So
yeah, I saw he's doing a stadium tour.
He was here. We talked about that actually last time because you were on the lake. He was doing his check-in. It's off. The whole thing's off. I don't know what you want me to do.
All right.
There's the buzz. It's your mic. I guess I'll have to keep that off for right now, or Adam can fix it.
Well, might as well just troubleshoot it right here in the depot. All right, turn his off.
Is his on? You hear that, Adam?
A little bit.
All right, mess with that. You guys figure that out. Okay, anyway, back to gambling. Last night, 1-2. Not ideal, but the pick I gave on air.
I don't think you can hear any of that on the radio. I think it's just us.
It's probably the case, but, you know,
wait.
We have some people that are very particular.
Not listeners, just people that work here.
One in particular. Is my mic on? I can't even hear it.
Your mic is on, but he turned you down so low.
Can you turn me up?
But then the buzz just comes back, you see.
Sheesh.
It's not the box. It's up there.
Mm. That's better.
All right, fine. Leave it there. Okay.
So it was Davey's fault.
You just turn your headphones down.
It's not my fault. It's where it normally is.
Nice try. Nice try, Nate.
So
That's why I never know where
I you're gave about. The San Francisco Giants money line over the Diamondbacks yesterday. I got in at -165 on them. They won 13-7 last night. I actually woke up to a notification that the Diamondbacks have now tied the modern era MLB record with 22 straight road losses. They also play the Giants again today, and I'm taking the Giants. That's to no surprise. I also got Tampa Bay Rays money line. So those are two picks. I don't like any of the NBA or the NHL picks tonight. One game for each, but nothing that I feel confident in taking. So that's the gambling update. Now, as we get into some topics for some headlines, I wanted to first start off by congratulating LSU. They have now announced they have a new dean of the LSU School of Veterinary Medicine.
They sure do.
Oliver Garden. Congrats to him.
I guess Nate didn't hear that.
What Garden?
Oliver Garden.
What was I heard it's that his real part. Name. What's the first part?
He's the new dean of vets.
Yeah, the dean of veterinary medicine at LSU.
Oliver Garden?
He goes Olive for short. Olive Garden.
Yeah, I mean, I got the restaurant tie, but
unlimited salad and breadsticks.
You'd like it. They do that take-home thing.
Zaxby's
now.
Made the joke. He'll be joining fellow faculty members Chip Oatley, Bert Erking, Zach Breeze, Amanda Express, Ed Lobster.
Those are pretty good.
Pam Nara. KFC. It's like FC. McDonald and just Wendy. So, good tweet by Zaxby's. Credit where credit is due. So, I don't know. I just thought that was funny. But we do have some news. You want to talk about some rebranding? I don't know if you guys saw this storyline yesterday, but Victoria's Secret. We need to pour one out. They're saying goodbye to the Angels.
What does that mean exactly? Like all the models?
Yeah, they're basically
or just
getting,
the idea of giving them wings and calling them Angels.
I think they're getting rid of all their good-looking people.
But here's my first question. I have lots of questions on this, but here's my first one. If you're going to use different women, but quit calling them Angels, aren't you kind of saying, hey, these are different women and they're not as good as our other women that were quote unquote angels, i.e. perfect beings from heaven? So like these new women, I mean, I'm sure they're excited for the opportunity to be a Victoria's Secret model, but if they're not being called angels, aren't you kind of diminishing them right out of the gate?
Maybe they'll call them queens or something.
It's called the VS Collective.
It's a slap in the face, honestly. Like, hey, you're not as pretty as our old models, but hey, we want you to be a model for us anyways.
Did you see who one of their top choices is?
I got to find the release on
the
this.
Soccer girl?
Megan Rapinoe.
Yeah, that's her name.
I thought it was Rapinoe.
Rapinoe.
Rapinoe?
I don't know.
Okay.
That sounds better than Rapinoe, if you ask me. Rapinoe.
So they canceled the Angels.
Mm-hmm.
So they could put other girls in there that they're not going to call angels.
Right.
So that they can make it more. Are they trying to make the girls be more normal? No, or are they just trying to be. I mean, we know Megan Rapinoe. We know her whole thing. Are they just trying to be more inclusive here?
Yeah.
It is Pride Month and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Why do they have to get rid of the angels to allow some other women to be models?
You'd have to ask them.
So, it's a New York Times article, so I can't exactly read it without paying, and I'm not going to do that.
I'll see if I get the free bump here.
There is kind of a thread on it, and so Sapna Manishwari.
Oh, you crushed that.
She said...
That was like the perfect pronunciation of that name. Say it one more time for the people. It just rolls off the tongue.
Sapna Manishwari. She says that Victoria's Secret is pursuing one of the biggest brand turnarounds in recent memory. Quote, when the world was changing, we were too slow to respond, said Martin Waters, Victoria's Secret, new CEO. We needed to stop being about what men want and be about what women want. And I personally want to say, like, I don't have an issue with the story. I just wanted to bring it to the table. They can do whatever they want with their company. I just, the way they've kind of gone about announcing it has been one in which they've taken some flack from multiple sides, because obviously a lot of the argument was, when it comes to lingerie, in a way, apparently, based off the numbers, more men actually buy it than women. But now they're trying to switch, like as gifts and stuff of that nature, whenever you kind of look at some of their numbers over the past. I don't know if that's changed recently.
Is their company trying to be basically a women's underwear company where women just actually go buy all the product?
I guess
so. They don't cater to men at all like that. So basically Victoria's Secret is just done from their brand. Like, they're changing the whole brand.
Yeah, it's like it will never be what it was, apparently, as far as...
Is that true that men buy more Victoria's Secret than women?
Well, what I heard was men were just... Okay, so Victoria's Secret, apparently it was very high-priced lingerie. Yeah. Women weren't going... Yeah,
apparently.
Okay.
Apparently.
So women were actually smarter than to buy it because it was so overpriced they could get stuff at a better deal. I don't know. That's what an article I read said. So, but usually,
he reads it for the articles.
I'm pretty sure. But I'm pretty sure my wife has a couple very specific Victoria's Secret, like, you know, whatever bras that she like. If they had that, like that.
I'm telling you how they started. I don't know how they've changed throughout the years. But apparently, what you could do is men were very, I would say, oblivious to what this would actually cost, and so they were able to sell it to men, not knowing like how much they were getting upcharged on it. Like how much
it was a premium brand. I mean, I think everybody knew it was expensive. You don't walk into the Mercedes dealership and ask them for, you know, the pricing down the street from, you know, a different dealer. Like, you know what you're walking into. But I think the men just didn't care because they're buying it as a gift. So the more money they can spend on the gift, the more credit they get. But anyway, continue.
All right.
Point still holds.
Megan Rapinoe, as I'm informed, said VS was previously patriarchal, sexist, viewing not just what it meant to be sexy, but what the clothes were trying to accomplish through a male lens and through what men desired. Which is kind of what I just said, but not in a as woke of a way of saying it. But she has been convinced it wants to change, and that is why she is now joining the movement. Let's see here. It's just like, I mean, it's a giant brand overall. So it also plans to lighten up stores, add new mannequins in several sizes, and start selling nursing and post-mastectomy bras. VS, which will become its own public company this summer, has a new executive team and is forming a mostly female board. With all of these changes, Victoria's Secret, which once peddled Jessica Rabbit curves to the world, now says it wants to eventually be the world's biggest and best advocate for women. So that is the new brand term.
Well, and in this article, it talks about a bunch of other issues that they've had, which I was completely unaware of.
Yeah, I'm not going to sit here and claim like I understand this topic all in all.
Apparently, the owner had
it was trending.
The owner was like, you know, best buds with Jeffrey Epstein, and there's all this other crap they had going on with their corporate culture. But it just, I mean, basically, yeah, I mean, the brand, as you know, it's dead. I wonder with some of these brands, when things aren't going well, if they're correctly identifying the issue. I mean, we talked about that with like ESPN for a while. It's like, oh, our numbers are going down. This is the problem. And it's always like, I don't think you know what your problem is. And I think what the hardest thing is for some of these brands is when the problem is really something they can't fix, they can't control. The only way to solve it is to figure out the correct way to kind of pivot. I don't know if that's right for this, but I mean, Blockbuster is like the ultimate, right?
Blockbuster
should have just acquired any of the smaller companies that were already on the cutting edge of all the digital stuff. And then,
when they had the capital to do so.
Yeah, and then instead of us having
Netflix
it'd
be,
right now,
it'd be Blockbuster Online. Yeah.
They should have, but did Victoria's Secret, I mean, like, I guess with that line, like, it wasn't like new technology or something was advancing. That was more of just a perception of how you wanted to market yourself to the world.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, this implies, though, it's going to be, like, all new products. I mean, you can't, but that's what I don't know. I don't have enough knowledge of Victoria's Secret to know if, it's like this. You know how car companies, they got their regular line of cars. You can go down to the dealership, you can buy.
Mm-hmm.
But they still put out these like concept cars at these shows where they'll have these like super souped up vehicles that like no one really actually owns or buys. I always thought that was kind of the Victoria's Secret thing. Like, it's like, yeah, here's the Angels wearing our most glitzy and crazy whatever.
But they also have the $5.99 bin.
Well, not so much price.
Oh, okay.
I just more of like people, like women will actually go in there and buy the more slightly more functional, but still what they would consider, you know, elegant attire. Does that make sense? I mean, every store has like their like creme de la creme product that they might show, and they might sell a few of those, but with a fast food restaurant, they don't put the actual picture of the burger in the commercial. Usually it's like a plastic perfect version.
Oh, yeah.
Then you get the actual thing. You're like, oh, this is okay, whatever.
I've been duped.
I'll be full when I finish eating it, but it's not as good as it was on the you know, the picture.
Right.
Do you know what they usually use for chocolate syrup whenever you see commercials?
Motor oil?
Yep.
Yep. You know what they use to make beer foam?
Beer foam, no.
Dishwasher detergent. I think. And there's
a lot of other
hacks. They put hairspray on the buns to make it kind of shine. There's all kinds of little tricks like that.
I guess the answer to my earlier question of why they couldn't just have added the VS Collective as like a subgroup it's because like Megan Rapinoe and people like her, they won't even be involved with the brand at all unless it's a complete pivot. Yeah. Yeah, you can't have pretty women with.
I'm not saying the new girls are ugly. I'm just saying like obviously Victoria's Secret made a company out of having pretty women model fancy underwear.
I mean, the top models in the world would go there.
Right, yeah.
For that company.
High fashion.
Mm. You got other stuff?
Anyway, yep, next story. Humans will be able to reproduce on Mars, say scientists, as they've learned sperm can survive on the red planet for up to 200 years. I'm not breaking any news here when I say that eventually we will have to leave this planet that we are currently on, which is the Earth. Right now, they are trying to.
I mean, eventually, I guess that's true. Depends on how
I said
long you
no
think
lies.
Eventually,
it means also what you think leave means.
Right.
How you mean?
Well, the Earth might just take it back.
It could just be death for everything.
I can think of worse things. All right. So, as you look at.
Yeah, like living on Mars. Like what?
It's. I don't know. It's some pretty cool stuff they got going on, but. So, as you look at it, there's hopes of a space colony on the hostile red planet, as they've come to know. I'm trying to think of, like, what we got. Elon Musk with SpaceX. They're trying to, I guess, get the first colony set up over there. Is anyone else working on that at the time being?
I mean, Bezos is going to space, what, like, next month?
He's going to space, though. He's not trying to get to Mars, I don't believe.
I don't think your men's
it's
and
Jeff
women's
Bezos.
Buying
he's trying to get to Mars.
Secret things is anywhere close to accurate. Apparently in 2015, 32% of women's underwear was Victoria's Secret. Now it's 21%, which still leads. The next closest is Hanes Brands with 16. So Victoria's Secret is still 5% better right now, like as they
rebrand. Yeah, but they've lost market share.
Than
Hanes
anyone else.
Too? Really?
Well, it's Hanes Brands. It's not.
Okay,
I don't
gotcha.
Think it's
yeah,
like,
yeah.
all exactly Hanes.
Nothing wrong with
stuff,
Hanes.
All the stuff they own, I guess. Anyway, back to the space travel.
I didn't do my research. Let's see here. So, I don't know. Again, that was, you said 2015. That maybe the article I saw was like from like 2005 or something. Who knows? But this is good news about the sperm, at least the fact that we could at least create life on the new planet. So there's no need to discover life on Mars when we could possibly make our own, according to the New York Post. Scientists have discovered that sperm could potentially survive on Mars for hundreds of years, meaning that humans could possibly reproduce on the red planet in the future. These discoveries are essential for mankind to progress into the space age, lead research author Professor Sakawa Manama, a scientist at Japan's University of Yamanashi, told the Daily Mail of the study. However, no humans pleasured themselves in the name of science per the research published Friday in the journal Science Advances. Instead, scientists studied the effects of radiation on a batch of mouse sperm that have been freeze-dried and stored aboard the International Space Station for 6 years. Experts previously believed that space radiation would destroy sperm, rendering breeding impossible or even causing cancer. However, new analysts No, analysis revealed that the rodent productive fluid was perfectly healthy after its interstellar sojourn. Even subjecting the spunky stuff to x-rays on Earth didn't affect fertility. Many genetically normal offspring were obtained, said Wakanamanama, whose team estimates that freeze-dried semen could last aboard the ISS for up to 200 years. These SpaceX findings could provide or prove a major step in our goal of becoming an interplanetary life form, something that scientists deem increasingly essential in light of dwindling resources. When the time comes to migrate to other planets, we will need to maintain the diversity of genetic resources, not only for humans, but for pets and domestic animals.
So plan A on Interstellar.
Yeah, where you launch and, I guess,
find a planet that's inhabitable and move everyone there. Plan B was to just use the embryos to colonate said planet, and then plan C was the one that was never going to happen, right?
Yeah.
That did happen.
Yeah, they just had a plan A and a plan B. There was no plan C.
The gravity coefficient.
It's a great film.
Almost watched it again yesterday. Any other stories?
Nah, I'm good.
He's good.
At your depot.
It is.
Wasn't bad.
I enjoyed it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Good one for the last day of the week.
So what do you got on tomorrow's depot?
Tomorrow we're off.
We're not off tomorrow.
Holiday pay.
I'll figure it out.
There are other national holidays that we work through as well. Sorry, big baseball.
Can we get off on Labor Day this week or this year? Because like Tennessee's going to be playing that Thursday, if memory serves me correctly.
That's a good question.
And
usually we work Labor Day, right?
Yeah, but we'd have Friday to
talk about
break the game down.
All right, maybe we'll take Labor Day.
We'll talk about that.
Yeah, we got some time to figure that out. I'm glad you brought it up early instead of last minute, kind of like you did today.
I mean, it's just one less day we have to talk about Vols football, which I think everyone would appreciate.
I'm only going to allow that comment because it's the depot still technically. We'll come back with more. It was Labor Day weekend, I was 17. I bought a Coke and some gasoline. Man, I hate I wasn't up on the 37 group as we went through those that depot. Just catch up here.
What is that?
No, I'm just
All right. Yep.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Talking about people not being able to get on theme park rides.
Oh. Davey mentioned that.
That story was from 2018.
Well, I mean, we've all been there on Wild Eagle, right?
No.
I've never been on Wild Eagle?
I actually
have
not been on Wild Eagle.
That's a great coaster, man.
Where you get up to the line. I mean, you've been waiting.
I couldn't tell you the last time I went to Dollywood, to be honest.
The lines for that one aren't typically that bad, you know.
They really. I guess people are scared of it. I don't know why, because you ride that thing once, and I wanted to be on it all day long.
Especially if you go late in the evening. Like, I mean, it's pretty dead. Yeah. But let's say you go. The worst thing is when they think it's not going to be that busy of a day, so they only have, like, one of them running, and then it starts getting busier. So then they have to take a delay to add the other one.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, you've waited a while. We had that where we had to wait for them to add the new coaster. They have to run it a couple times with nobody on it, kind of make sure all the safety stuff runs. Then we finally get up there, and then they're trying to put a person into a seat, and the thing won't close. And they're like, oh, okay, well, we need to switch you with these other people. You need to wait and we'll move you over to this line because they have a specific seat that's bigger than the other seats.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Oh, very inclusive of them.
And then they try and put the person on that seat, and it still doesn't close. And they're like, you really should. They have the seat down below so you can check. I don't know if you know.
Oh,
this.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why they have the seats at all the entrances. So you can make sure that you're not too tall. You can be too tall to ride.
Too short.
Wild Eagle. You can definitely be too short. You know, my son for a while had to go like double socks, a certain pair of tennis shoes because it was a little thicker soled than his other ones.
You broke the rules?
To get there. But
what movie is that where they stilt? Is that Sandlot? Is it Sandlot where a couple of the guys like kind of stilt their shoes?
I mean, sometimes people just they don't even fit in the special seat, and I mean that's rough, man. You've held up the whole line, and then
everyone.
Walk
oh man, that's oh.
It's tough. tough.
Yikes.
So somebody in the group chat was like, even when at Thunderhead, apparently they have seatbelt extenders, but if that doesn't mm-hmm. work, then they have to kind of say, sorry, still not going to. There you go.
That's.
I've held my tongue for the most part this conversation, let the record show.
You have. Yeah. That's a tough day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I introduce you to the Dippin' Dots machine?
Is it a machine now?
I mean, it is kind of wrong. I mean, like,
it is at the aquarium.
It is kind of hypocritical, as Dollywood, like, has the worst food for you health-wise all around the park, and then it's like, oh, sorry, you're too big to ride the roller coaster.
Well, you didn't get too big at Dollywood.
I mean,
it's at some fair point, food. That's the whole. I mean, yeah.
But that's,
you're telling me there's not. You're telling me there's not a healthy option at all of Dollywood.
That's the problem, though. Is not all my, people eat is fair
there
food.
Probably isn't. Actually, I think you're just talking. I think
no. You go to Johnny Rockets and you say burger, no burger. Everything
you
else.
You mean bun?
No, like you just take the meat and the cheese and say it's like a bun salad. Mm. Or yeah, you could just do no bun, no burger. Just have some salad. They got the little bar there. You just throw some onions and some pickles and just make a little salad to go. It's possible. Mm. What are all the different? I mean, what is your thing there? The ham.
It's the only place that I like love ham.
That is always the funniest thing,
dude. If you try it, you would know.
I'm gonna have to try it next time. I'm gonna have to try it next time.
What's that one restaurant? Grandma's something? I don't know.
It's just always. We were talking about Dolly. What is it? He's like, oh man, that ham. Like, what,
dude? I know.
If you know, you know.
I was as skeptical as you were. Maybe more so.
You have no, you're not. No.
No, I know a guy that works over there. First time we ever went to Dollywood.
Granny Ogles, is that it? Granny Ogles, ham and beans.
Maybe that is it.
Is this it right here? It's like pulled pork style ham. Hang on.
Yes.
That's it.
Oh man, it is unbelievable. Is that a buffet?
Oh, I don't
know. Is a buffet, or used to be. Do they do buffets anymore? I don't know.
No, probably not.
Dollywood's probably all different now in the post COVID world.
Their pizza's good there too at the old Dollywood.
Pizza. You get the kind of on the back side of the park, the
yeah.
big, huge one.
Everything's good there, food-wise.
Well, they got pizza over at the country fair, too.
Yeah, but the one, like, the back side is like, okay, pick a couple of buddies. If you can eat this thing, we'll be impressed. It's like, I don't know, the size of three of Davy's heads. Mm.
4 out of 5, according to SmokyMountains.com.
Okay.
I don't know if that was the ham. Is it pit ham, the smoked ham? Pulled and served with mashed potatoes and beans?
That's got to be it. I think they actually have it at a couple different restaurants. But okay. That one right in the middle
Trip
of the
TripAdvisor, best ham and beans I ever tasted. 5 out of 5.
Mm-hmm.
The smoked ham and beans, and coleslaw. I have never had ham and beans this tasty in my entire 60 years on Earth.
Have you ever had one of the Philly cheesesteaks from Dollywood that they make in the huge skillet?
Mm-mm.
No.
Oh, man.
Is it good?
Yeah.
I always walk by there and smell it because they've got all the delicious onions and peppers and stuff. I never have one.
It's very appealing to look at them because it's kind of like...
It's a huge skillet.
Yeah, like you could literally bathe a Siberian husky in the skillet.
We would not want to do that.
I mean, we wouldn't.
We do not eat dog.
Like, it's huge, though.
It is a big skillet. I'll vouch for that.
I got the map pulled up. I'm going to verify this. Oh, man, it's a big file, though. I don't know. Let's see. Restaurants. Dining. What did you say it was?
Granny Ogles.
Granny
Ham Ogles. And beans. We look at a map of the park.
Mm-hmm. Granny Ogles. All right, so it's number 59.
Go check the key. Go back to the map. Look for the colored circle with the right number in it.
I don't think.
No, not it?
Hmm.
James wants us to talk about cinnamon bread. Yeah, worth the wait. And there is one every single time. That's the longest line in Dollywood.
Yeah.
It's the longest and slowest moving because they can only bake that stuff so fast. But I know many people who will spend longer in that line than all the other lines combined to get some of that cinnamon bread. And it's good. It's good.
This just came across my table. Or should I say plate? Can you guess which current NFL quarterback has created a bidding war for ESPN or Fox after an all-time audition?
Current quarterback.
Yeah. I saw this. Wait, current quarterback?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I did see this. I guess he's technically.
Current starting quarterback or just in the league?
He's in the league.
Barely in the league.
Barely in the league. Veteran or young guy?
Veteran. He'd probably actually make more money now after this audition.
Fitzpatrick.
No.
No.
Robert Griffin III.
Oh, I did see this, that people were like, holy cow, this guy's really good.
Yeah, apparently there's a bidding war going on between Fox and ESPN for his services. ESPN has now upped its offer after Fox showed heavy interest in Griffin as an NFL and college football analyst. Now both networks are waiting to see whether Griffin will try to play again or retires from the NFL to move into TV. Even if Griffin does decide to play TV, or decides to play, TV will be waiting for him when he ultimately retires.
Wow.
I didn't see this here, but apparently OutKick was the first to report on this.
All-time bidding war.
Hmm. He's 31 now.
Tony Romo's contract just went up. All right, do you want to talk about the NFL rules now as we segue?
Yeah.
Perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. In a memo distributed Wednesday, teams have received details on fan and media access as well as new COVID procedures for vaccinated and non-vaccinated players. Fully vaccinated, according to the memo, was defined by the NFL as at least 2 weeks past their final shot when camps open next month. The NFL decided earlier this year not to make vaccines mandatory for the players. Keep that in mind.
Not mandatory vaccines.
Not mandatory.
Got it.
You know what, guys? You don't want to take the vaccine. It's your choice. It's your health. You make the call.
Your body, your choice. Got it.
You don't have to be vaccinated. We're going to come one, come all. It's the NFL. All
right, hang on. It's Aunt Grannies.
Aunt Grannies.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't.
Aunt Grannies.
That's the one on the left across from the large fountain pond area,
it's
right?
It's number 100 on the map. It's
sounds
right
like they're
there
promoting
up.
Incest.
It's right there up.
Aunt Granny? That is a weird name.
It's called Aunt Grannies.
Maybe her real name's like Granola. It's just short.
Right across from, it's in Rivertown Junction. There, Hickman.
Would have assumed Alabama after.
That is where I ate the last time I was in Dollywood, and yes, it's pretty good.
Did you have the ham?
I had everything, because it is a buffet.
It is, and you get ice cream at the end. Oh, it's like
look at Nate's face. Are you kidding me right now? Some mornings I have to like slap him to wake him up, and he's like, oh, this ham.
I don't even like ham that much. That's the thing.
Your mouth is watering over this stupid ham.
When we do the like Thanksgiving or Christmas shows, I'm like, what are you having for? You're going to have. I'm like, no, just give me a turkey. I don't need ham. But this ham, Houston.
You should see if you could just buy it for Thanksgiving.
He's going to pay $75 to get into Dollywood, then go drop $40 on this ham.
Then get one
He'll be out of there.
We only allow one takeout box for the buffet.
Now you need to get like an inside source and do what they did in Dallas Buyers Club, where he was like buying the drugs behind the hospital. That's what you need to do with the ham. Granted, it was to save his life from AIDS, and you're just wanting ham.
I need the Aunt Granny's like worker to bring me a whole tray of it out the back door. Put it in one of those, like a pizza delivery bags, and get it out of the park.
Aunt Granny's.
Aunt Granny's. Yeah.
Okay, got to find out
I
what.
I bet they're not buffeting anymore. That's sad.
It's set. Oh, it's closed. Yeah.
Has it closed? You can't. Oh my gosh! Can't even get Aunt Granny's ham right now. It's the world coming to.
Maybe never again.
All these people are vaccinated. The NFL's doing their part, making everybody get vaccinated. Go ahead. Back to your story.
Well, now I got to figure out where you can get this ham. I'm trying to do you a favor, bud.
It just says it's closed right this second. It opens at 2 p.m.
I think we can make it after the show.
We got time.
How's your appetite,
You need
bud?
To find out who their sourcer is for all their food.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll you can direct. Just buy straight from them.
Start reading.
No, you need Aunt Granny to make it.
It's true.
She's got the special touch.
She does.
Look, I'm not saying it's not good, but they mentioned some of the items on their buffet, and ham is not mentioned.
What?
Like, it doesn't even... I'm just saying, like, they have it.
That must mean the other stuff's incredible.
It's all good. Is it not good, Adam?
Delicious fried chicken and fish, baked chicken. This buffet is full of delights.
Never had a bad meal in Dollywood. You don't get that at any other theme park.
There's not a ham shortage, is there?
I don't know. That meat place got hacked. It's Aunt Granny's. Wait, is that the ham? Is it big like that?
No, that's not it.
So it is. It's the pulled ham.
It's the pulled ham. I think they have it at that other place, too, with the
beans. It's got to be that smoked ham. Yeah. All right, back to the NFL.
Okay.
Many high-profile... What?
Finally, put the cherry on top of your meal with Aunt Granny's dessert bar. Oh, man.
You're really hamming it up over there, aren't you? You really mashed this segment.
Mm-hmm.
That's the joke, you moron.
Oh, this is the biggest all-you-care-to-eat buffet around these parts.
Like in Dollywood?
Say in the Golden Corral just down the
street. I was going to say, it's like the biggest Golden Corral in the world is at it's like literally across the street from the entrance to Dollywood. It's like the Chuck E. Cheese of Golden Corrals.
I don't know why.
I ate there once.
Did you?
Long time. Dude, that is like, I don't even know how you eat there. Not because it's like bad food. Like, I don't, you go in, and unless you're craving something, you're just like, well, hell, what country do I want to start in now? It's brutal.
I know.
It's miles of buffet.
When I, you know, working in the tourist industry of Seward County, I always tell people, they ask me, like, what's a good place to go eat? And I say the best dinner show in town actually is Golden Corral. I mean, you can see a breakup, you can see a divorce, you can see a man get stabbed with a last piece of prime rib.
Somebody holding somebody on the ground, calling them, telling them to say uncle. Oh, man.
I was always fond of I can't call it that anymore, the Stampede, Dolly's Stampede now. They give you like a whole chicken. It's amazing.
Gotta eat with your fingers.
Mm-hmm.
My son loved that.
He didn't love that?
No, he did.
Oh, yeah, it's fun.
For me,
that soup just tastes like gravy. It's so freaking good.
For me, growing up, it was Ryan's. I don't know. I think those are gone.
Okay, so where the old Ryan's was on Kingston Pike is now, well, was until COVID. It was seriously maybe the best Asian buffet.
It's back. I don't know what was happening there over the weekend. I don't know if they're like doing like basically letting people like cater in there or something. There was some event. One day.
No, I think that was just the buffet.
I feel like it was like a Sunday or something, though. Maybe it was, I don't know. My wife and I drove by there, and we're like, what in the hell is going on?
You have no idea.
The Bocce Grill.
My mom, this was like a year ago, she was like, I've heard good things about this Asian place down. And I was like, okay, we'll go check it out. I didn't know it was a buffet. We walk in there. We got there a little early. It was like 11:15. Place is pretty busy, right? You know, I'm like, wow, this place must be really good. And it was. The food was amazing. They have all these options like sushi, hibachi. Mm-hmm. Like, they make it right in front of you and all that. 12:03 hits.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm talking, you'd never seen anything like it. Like, if we had not gotten there when we did, we would have been, there was a line outside.
Yeah.
And it's a big place. That's not a small restaurant.
Right. No, it was between stunning. It and the Chick-fil-A across the street that's now being renovated, it would stop traffic up.
Oh, yeah.
At lunchtime.
Like, everybody who works, like,
going
construction.
One direction, yeah, the Chick-fil-A lines. It's like, yeah, the Chick-fil-A crowd's blocking stuff out in the road one direction, and the bocce the other way.
It was unbelievable.
All the trucks and everything.
There were people in there speaking Russian, and I'm like, what? What is going on? Madness. But cheap and really, really good.
I don't know if it's back, but, I mean, that parking lot was packed the other day.
You said it was a Sunday?
It was a weird time.
It was probably like, church is out, buffet.
I don't remember what time of day it was, but it was a time of day where my wife and I drove by and went like, what in the... Maybe it was like at 3 or something. And we're like, why is it so busy over there? I mean, it looked like they were having an event. Davey's giving you the 1 minute sign. You haven't even started your NFL.
Tell you what, how about we hit our break?
All right.
I'll set up that entire article again.
Okay.
If you can hold the ham talk... I think we can get through it. before the show ends.
I don't know. It might need to be tabled to tomorrow.
It might.
Final segment of the program. We normally bounce around, but we got a good topic out here, Houston.
Yeah, Nate's a degenerate father. Tell people what your new business. You're just cranking them out, man. Radio station's going good. I'm gonna start a pool company. Yep. Pool company's off the ground, running well. You know what? Handicap swim meets for elementary kids.
I got an offer last night to start a podcast because I had an idea. So it was our first official. This NFL talk's got to just. It just have to be tomorrow.
Yeah, I know.
There's not gonna be enough time anyway.
No, I know. I know. And you're gonna. Don't read it tonight.
I won't.
I want your reaction.
Wait, you're telling me not to do work? I'm in for that.
Hey, I know you're the boss, but tell you what, take the day off, enjoy it, go to a swim meet, try to make a little coin on the side.
So wait, aren't we gonna have to wait till Monday?
Where I am, yeah.
So first official swim meet that I've been to with my kids last night. These things are hell.
Kids, if you're listening, it's not your fault.
He had to be. So my daughter is practicing, but not even doing the meets.
Mm-hmm.
My son, he's all in. He loves it. He had to be there at 4:45. First of all, it's a work day. I don't have time to be knocking off at 4 o'clock to get home, get him all ready for the meet, pack all the stuff. I had to go drop.
Would you like shave him down and lotion all that?
I mean, hey, every second counts. Especially if you're gambling on it.
Yeah, exactly. You got to get him like those long pants, the bodysuit that Phelps wears.
He has the jammers and the tight. He even wears the shirt like tight. Yeah. Anyway.
Like the water repelling.
He doesn't do the speedo though. Likes the long jammers.
Naturally. Apparently they're faster now anyway.
I had to go over there and drop him off, then go back home to get the rest of the preparation. Because apparently what you have to do for these things is the best way, and I agree with this now, is not to try and sit up on the pool deck and watch this whole event unfold. Because it was 4:45 to 10:05 for just two teams on a school night. There was a 5-year-old racing in a race.
You need to figure out a guy who can get them a bigger pool.
There was a 5-year-old racing in a race at 9:55 p.m. last night. A 5-year-old. Now, I only know this because I do appreciate our new coach. I mean, he takes it seriously. And we got all the times for all the kids from their last. They even put the times in from the inner squad. So they, which I appreciate. My son's not the fastest guy in the pool, but he's getting better. And so it's nice to be able to say, hey, you know, maybe you weren't the fastest because now that he has the time, he's in better heats.
Mm-hmm.
So if he finishes like fourth or fifth out of six in his heat, I can still say, hey, you improved your time,
mm-hmm.
this or whatever. It keeps track of it all. But I was telling a buddy about all this, and he said, I was telling him about how it comes with the times, and he said, we should start a podcast.
And then a window next to the pool where we take bets.
Because if we're going to be there 5 hours.
That's a long time.
I know. Do you know how exciting
it
would be to watch the faster kids race? Like the it's funny, on the sheet it'll say boys and girls, 9 and 10 year old, like 9 and 10 year old boys, 25-meter freestyle. Well, when it gets like 15-year-olds, it's like men's 15-year-old.
Men's.
The kids are already all into it now because it's two different teams. See, last year it was all inter squad.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
It was kind of boring.
So now there's competition.
But, like, I mean, we had to walk up for one of his events, and the older kids were racing, and the two boys are coming into the wall, both butterflying, one from the other team and one from our team. And, I mean, the place was, it was loud. And boom. Like,
it was loud?
Guy, oh, yeah. Dude, you don't understand how many people are there. I should have taken pictures.
Video. I want a video.
Dude, okay. So the pool has umbrella chairs all around the side.
Mm-hmm.
They divided it. This side is one team. This side is the other.
Ooh.
Then they set up, like at the Masters, you get your camp chair. Two rows of camp chairs all along the pool. And then I swear, I mean, there were at least 20 tents outside the pool deck, all in the grassy area, down near the concrete pad and the 18th hole and all that stuff.
People were tailgating?
20 tents. Yeah.
Dude, this is your market. These are your people.
Now we're thinking about never doing another one again. Just like, that's it. We did one. Tried it.
All right, kids.
Let the kids keep practicing, but, you know, wanted to be a good swimmer, but man. But a buddy of mine said, let's start a podcast.
Did they, like, wait out the night before so they could get good seats?
No, but they get there, like, 4 or something. Like, I didn't know. My two poor little camp chairs were second row because, you know, I got there at 4:45 right on time.
Second row. I was going for those first row seats at the meet. Didn't quite make it in time.
Dude, there's probably 350 people there at this event.
I mean, Gettysburg's pool's not that big.
Okay, so the golf park.
I mean, it's not tiny.
The golf pool parking lot, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was full. There were cars along any area of the parking lot where you could park on the curb. There were all, including all the no parking zones.
Right.
There were cars on the road all the way down past the putting green going that direction. There were cars on the road all the way down to the corner towards the practice green and tennis facility, all the way down to tennis. And that tennis parking lot was full, and they were golf carting us up to the top. I got there.
They had to run shuttles?
Yes. So I got an offer that we should host a gambling podcast on the kids swim events.
Yeah, you'd have to take the action like off facility.
Think so?
Oh, yeah.
So we need a live stream.
Yeah,
you can go
see if you can get those numbers. Send them my way.
He'll make a model, and so then we'll be fine. No, I mean, you'd have to set up like a Venmo. And just... Or just a Patreon. Like, hey, you're only going to hear this if you pay for it. And then in that, you give your Venmo and just say, like, you know, M1 or...
Is it illegal?
What do we E1, get, what
do we accept payments in Bitcoin.
What do we get?
That's good, man.
What do we get in trouble if
yes.
we only took...
yes. If you gamble on children, yes.
I mean, they're going to do it anyway. We might as well...
It is sports betting, which is legal in here.
It'd also
Tennessee.
Be easy to yeah. fix the match, too.
We get FanDuel on this, maybe.
Yeah, so you just walk up and step on the kid's foot right before. Oh, sorry there, little fella.
Right, kid, I'm going to need you to try to just, you see that guy ahead of you? Just let him go.
I'll get you an ice cream.
Take a dive. I'm
get you some really good ham.
Dollywood trip, as long as you don't win the seat.
Here's a ham sandwich. Good gravy.
Nah, they get to ride the rides. The ham's for me.
Yeah, have fun. I'm just Nate with his bucket of ham.
Have a good one. We will be back tomorrow. Maybe not David. David, but Blitz.
Apex Pest.